who'll be nice and lively this morning, is Dr. Julie Bradshaw, who's organising for the second year running a swim in the sea at Blackpool. Morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
Now then, you're just about to take registration, I think, aren't you, for everybody who's signed up. Let's just remind everyone, it's absolutely full, this swim this year, isn't it?
That's right, yeah, full. We've got 120 swimmers, which is over double that we had last year. They're coming from far and afield, not just like in Lancashire, so it's going to be great.
A little bit about you, because you've been swimming all your life, I think, haven't you, Julie?
Yeah, that's right. I started, obviously, born and bred in Blackpool, from here, my hometown, and I did all my training in the sea off Blackpool, between the piers, also the open air that used to be here, and obviously St Anne's open air. And obviously, by when I was 15 years old, became the fastest British junior to swim the English Channel. And then it was 23 years later when I, which I still hold now, the world record for swimming the English Channel on butterfly.
That's really impressive, Julian. What's it like organising something like this in your hometown?
Fantastic. I mean, obviously last year was the first time, and it's just great to actually encourage people to come to Blackpool. As far as I'm concerned, the events that I run, it's a fun, safe participation event, you know, Blackpool Council, John Blackledge, has been very supportive. It aligns with the Blackpool policy of getting everybody fit and active, and that's certainly what it is.
And how do people have to wear wetsuits to swim, or can people swim in swimming costumes?
This year we've opened it up to wetsuits and non-wetsuits. So we've got more wetsuited swimmers than non-wetsuits. So a variety of people this year, but they've all got to wear the safer swim float. They've got to have a wristband which is numbered, and obviously they've got their green swim hats, green Ribby Hall swim hats, which they'll be very, very seen in the water.
And what are conditions like this morning, Julie? Are they ideal for a swim in the sea?
So far, so good. Obviously, I'm waiting on just confirmation from the other end, from Richard Williams, the Beach Patrol manager. So him and his crew are setting up on the other end at North Pier, putting all the boys in. They'll have been up overnight as well, like they were last year. So it's looking good. Just a shame there's a bit of rain, but there we go.
I tell you what, it's been a warm one, hasn't it, this week?
Definitely. Far too warm for me. Well, right. It's always too warm. But it's been beautiful. It'll have warmed the sea up a little bit for the swimmers and encourage them, obviously, to come along.
As you say, 120 swimming. Surely, though, it's going to be a great spectator event, this, isn't it, if people want to come and have a watch? Where would the vantage points be, do you think?
Well, we're getting the tram put on by Blackpool Transport. So it's half boarding the tram at half past 8 to the Sandcastle. We're then travelling up to North Pier, and we're hoping to set off round about probably about 9:30. Obviously, that's on the signal of the Beach Patrol. So that's 9:30 up at North Pier.
So it's going to be a fabulous morning. It starts at 9:30. How long will it take to, you know, for everyone to have completed it? Some people will be faster swimmers than others, won't they?
Yeah, that's right. Some will be. Last year, I think the first ones got in about 40 minutes. But as I say, it's not all about time. It's about completing the swim. Because we've only got one large, what I call wave, that's we're putting all the swimmers together this year. So they'll start off at 1. And last year, we allowed 90 minutes for them to complete the course, obviously with the tide moving out. So, as I say, we'll encourage everybody to finish, and then they'll get a beautiful bespoke plaque with an image that's been done by a very good friend of mine who's an absolutely fantastic illustrator, Oliver Stubbs.
Hey, well, hope it all goes well. I know you've got to actually get and register everybody now at the Sandcastle. It does sound fun, that.
Do you know what
it,
I was thinking? That if you were doing a race or like a 5K or 10K, you could walk bits of it. In swimming, you just got to carry on swimming. You can't.
I'm not
do
a good swimmer, you see.
I'm not that good.
No, I think it goes back to, you know, when you were at school and you were just pushed in.
Yeah.